Saving the IRS. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Panera Bread, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. It's official. During November, the federal government spent twice as much as it took in, biggest monthly deficit on record, which is why this man says the time has come to let the IRS hire more auditors.
The audit for the wealthy is down to 2.5%. Really, what we're seeing is the rich not being audited at all, and the poor actually being audited more than people who make up to $1 million a year.
Jesse Eisinger, who writes for ProPublica, says that as a result of this, each year, close to $500 billion in taxes go uncollected. And the reason he singles out rich people is not because they're evil, but because they're paid differently.
You and I pay our taxes from our employer. We get a W-2. Taxes are taken out of each paycheck. The wealthy have partnerships, they have LLCs, and the IRS doesn't see all that. They don't file that. So it's much, much easier for them to evade taxes.
But I see a possible solution. If we hired enough auditors to close the tax gap and then replaced private insurance with a Medicare for All plan together, that could save about $1 trillion a year. So the deficit would vanish and we'd have $50 billion left over, enough to pay for two border walls with those golden doors made of actual gold. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.